And good morning once again. Welcome back to the Community Corner on KWHI. I am 1280 FM 101.7. I'm Craig Montana here on this Tuesday. As always, the Community Corner discussing events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to know about, for you to enjoy your friends and family. That's what it's all about. The Community Corner is talking about events for you to be taking part in around the area. And today we have a special guest with us today, and that is going to be from Chapley Hill. And your name today?
Debbie McDowell.
And what exactly is it that you're from with Chapley Hill?
Well, we own Chapel Hill Lavender Farm, and I'm here today to tell you about the Sweetheart Stroll.
In
Chapel Hill. This was an event that was designed to encourage people to come in to Chapel Hill to shop, dine, and stay overnight.
All right, and so just come visit Chapel Hill, basically. I mean, you guys do a lot of things throughout the year. Is this kind of one of the newer events that you guys are doing?
This is a new event, and we're really excited about it because there are a lot of merchants that are participating in the stroll. And in this, they're going to be offering discounts, giveaways, drawings, special promotions. Each one of these merchants are offering something special. So This is something new, and we're excited about it. Because there's so many different merchants and different variety that there's a lot for people to see and do.
All right. And so what is going to be this all-encompassing event that was going to be happening in Chapel Hill?
Okay. It's Saturday and Sunday. And again, all of the merchants that are participating are doing some special offers. But you know, there's a lot of history in Chapel Hill as well.
Yeah.
And so the museum will also be open both days. And I believe they're featuring their Black History exhibit, the Providence Baptist Church, and also the Rock Store. All historical buildings, they'll all be accessible those 2 days. So you can shop, dine, have a great time, but also learn a little bit about the history in Chapel Hill. So that's a little bit different, too.
Okay. And people just kind of a come and go wherever you want to go?
Yes, come and go. You can download a list of the merchants that are participating, so you can have that. But it's free parking. There's no admission to any of these buildings, and it's not only in town, but some of the outerlying businesses as well are participating.
Okay, I was going to wonder, a festival like this, new tickets, something like that, but just no?
No tickets. It's just go visit, shop, have a good lunch, have a good time. Come in maybe Friday night, spend the night, or Saturday. Some of the B&Bs are participating as well.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the outlying areas. I guess the Lavender Farm, you guys are a little bit out there.
We're
a
little bit further out. We are, and there's some B&Bs that are on the outskirts of Chapel Hill. Some of the merchants are, you know, on 290. We've got some of the businesses on 290 as well. I'd say the bulk of it are in town, but it's a great way to come and explore the whole area. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful area. If people haven't been to Chapel Hill, it's quaint and just laid back, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's it. Let's talk about the Lavender Farm a little bit, because, you know, people may have heard about the Lavender Farm out there but never been there. What can you do when you go to the Lavender Farm?
Well, at this time of year, there's no lavender blooming, but we've got a fabulous gift shop, and they can stroll the fields, drink some lavender lemonade. We have our little miniature fainting goats, and there's just a lot of nice things in the shop to kind of smell and touch, and the landscapes are beautiful. All of Washington County, you know, it's beautiful landscapes.
So what is the kind of what is the peak time for, I guess, for lavender then?
Well, we have two lavender blooming seasons. One is in May, June, and the other one is August and September, and we have our annual Lavender and Wine Fest the second Saturday in August. So that's a big event, and that also kind of pulls people into Chapel Hill as well.
Okay. And this weekend is a Saturday. What is kind of the time frame that we're looking at?
Okay, it's this Saturday and Sunday, and the hours on Saturday are 10 to 5 and Sunday 11 until 4. And all the business will be participating. And to find out about, you know, a little bit more about the stroll and the participating merchants, you can go to the website www.chapelhilltx.com. Click on the stroll, and it'll give you a list of each of the merchants that are participating and also the specific offers that they're, you know, giving away in each of these businesses. So it's a great way to shop and have a good time, you know, whether it's a sweetheart or just a bunch of ladies or family just want to get out and enjoy.
Okay. And of course, anything that they need to bring with them whenever they go out there, or anything to prepare themselves for it?
I would say if you wanted to download the list from the website, that's a good way to know exactly what each business is offering. Mm-hmm. so that when you go in there, you know specifically what they're doing. Exactly.
Okay. And then, and this is all going through through this weekend. And anything else that's going on that we talk about?
Just I just think it's a great way for people to get out and explore the area, and it's so laid back, and I think people are going to have a great time and a lot of fun. Also, the winery's involved in it. I think they're having a chocolate and wine pairing, and so that's the kind of things you can look for in each one of these businesses, you know, just good special offers.
Okay. It just seems like that. It's kind of laid back, just kind of go through, just, you know, stroll and peruse, just spend the weekend in Chapel Hill, just, you know.
Absolutely.
Just where it's nice and quiet.
Absolutely. And the businesses participating, but also a lot of the B&Bs. Mm-hmm. So they're offering specials, too, for lodging. So, I mean, it's a great getaway for the weekend.
Now, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. So.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Debbie, anything else that you want to cover?
No, I think we're just excited about it, and we're looking forward to having a lot of visitors come and see us this weekend.
And, again, let's go over for the people listening one more time the wins and the wares of this weekend.
Chapel Hill. And it's Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4. And pretty much all of the merchants are participating in this. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
And again, that website for people to check out, just kind of game plan what's going on out there.
Exactly. ChapelHillTX.com. You can download all of the participating merchants and find out a little bit more about the stroll.
All right, Debbie, appreciate you coming in and talking with us today.
And
hopefully you see a lot of folks out there enjoying the weekend this weekend.
We're looking forward to it.
There you go. Go check out Chapel Hill. What was it again that you're calling it?
The Sweetheart Stroll.
Sweetheart Stroll. He wanted to say the Lavender Stroll. I was like, no, it's not Lavender.
No, it's the Sweetheart Stroll.
The Sweetheart Stroll. There we go. This weekend in Chapel Hill. Well, there we go, folks. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books. Thanks for joining us here today. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Once again, another event happening around the area for you to take part in, just for you to enjoy, bring everyone out and have fun around Washington County. If you've got an event, let us know about it here on KWHI. You can phone us here in the offices at 979-836-3655. You can send an email to promotions. That's promotions at ktex.com. Dr. Holly Ryder, she's the one that books these things out, and we do these in advance. So give us a couple of weeks. Don't call up tomorrow and say, I want to be on next Tuesday. That's not how it works. Give us a couple of weeks out that we book these things in advance quite a bit, trying to. So it gives time to kind of get things out, to get the word out for the people to enjoy your event here in the Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.